All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And today, my good friend Jill Maxson is back with us. Yay. And a brand new conversation, brand new special offer, brand new everything. So Jill today is going to be talking to us about cosmic realms, your personal path to stars. And, you know, Jill was here at the beginning of the series back in January and back with us now at the tail end of the series. And we're going to be today receiving energy from the stars. We're going to be connecting to the stars Sirius, Regulus, and Talithi Kumi. We're going to be using angel sigils and sound to access the angelic realms. The archangels Zaphkiel, Zachariel, and Jeremiah are the ones that we are going to be talking about today. And just so you know, in this call today, some of what we're going to learn and talk about is, you know, why we are so drawn to the heavens, right? We're going to clear some ancestral energy and karma with the angels triumvirate. We're going to listen to and connect with these three angels during this call. We're going to share the ancient fascination with the stars and know why they spent centuries building monuments. They were really divine observatories and energy generators, right? As we've come to learn. We're going to learn about stargates and how to use them to integrate bountiful higher dimensions. We're going to access the divine powers that reside in the heavens and find out how to learn which star systems you are connected to. We're going to see how sound codes can connect you to Sirius or Regulus and or other stars. We're going to listen to star sigils that were carved in Egyptian temples and get the powerful images that can fast track you to ascension. And so much more. I mean, I'm just so excited about the conversation that we're going to have today with Jill. And for those of you who may not know Jill, who may be new to the show or to Jill's work, Jill is a prolific artist, musician, and author. Jill is widely recognized expert and composer in the field of sound and color healing. She's also produced 9 musical CDs with intriguing magical tracks using ancient and modern techniques and special healing frequencies to achieve profound benefits. So we're going to learn about Jill and her magnificent talents with sound healing. And we're going to also hear some clips today on the show so you can get a taste of what that sounds like and what it feels like energetically. Okay. So Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Laura. I'm very excited to be here. And I'm sure with listeners who have connections to the stars, mm-hmm. And it's just going to be a fun adventure, starting to remember and reconnect with the higher energy of who we were.
Right.
And remember our gifts and all that kind of stuff. Cool.
Awesome. So I'm just going to make sure that everyone can hear us okay. All right, everyone. Can you hear me now? Yeah, no. Okay, perfect. Awesome. Yay. Good. So I'm glad you were able to hear all that. That's fantastic. So, Jill, yeah, I'm so excited because it's always so interesting for me to talk about anything to do with music and energy and frequencies, because I feel like this is the new paradigm for healing, the sound healing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is the most accurate, easy to diagnose, correct, pleasant, fun, mm-hmm. enjoyable, and you can keep listening until you get a quantity or a dosage that makes a difference in matter. I mean, think to sound blasting a kidney stone. I mean, it takes your kidney stone and smears it into smithereens. So if you use it not in a destructive way, because you could use it to get rid of disease and so forth. But when in a constructive way, you can add just about any sound you want. And we're all energy, and all energy vibrates at a certain frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all a big song, and we can tune up, and we're going to tune up today.
Awesome. I love that. We are a song of our own, right? And and sometimes it feels like, you know, we are our own symphony, right? And what are we creating? And just those words are so empowering. I just love it. So before we go any further, I just wanted to tell everyone too that if you have a question for Jill, we are going to be taking some live caller questions and so on. You can hit *2 to raise your hand, or you can type it in the chat, or you can type it in the Q&A box. Okay. Just so that I don't forget, because sometimes I, as I get swept up in the conversation and get all excited, you know, I sometimes forget to mention that. So Jill, let's talk about this new body of work that you have called Cosmic Realms, right? Can you give us an overview about it and tell us why, like, what made you create it?
I have spent my whole life studying antiquity, and I understand that there were earlier beings way beyond our beginning of our history records that were much more evolved than we are, and that we have evolved into matter to experience ourselves as individuals. And when you really go back far, and the archaeological finds are definitely supporting this, they're now coming up with finds of very sophisticated people, 20,000 years BC. And they're taking the dates of even like the Egyptians, the Sphinx is now dated back to like 10,000 BC. So as we go back further, we find there aren't avatars or saviors or, you know, the Buddhas, the Jesus. There's not necessarily people like that. The early religions were connecting to the star people, not just any old star people, the higher evolved beings,
mm-hmm.
The higher energy of the stars. And you'll see that all their efforts on their monuments and their pyramids, and it's all their methods. It's all about reconnecting, phoning home, rebooting, getting downloads, connecting into this higher information, energy, and healing. That's us on some level. So in an essence, stars are our past. We are literally composed of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, mainly. And that's exactly what the stars are made out of. So we have a divine connection, our deepest instincts and our noblest drives. I mean, we yearn to return to our heavenly roots. And so it's like our past and our future.
Mm-hmm.
And we can find techniques and methods and ancient ways in which these very early civilization connected with these higher beings from the stars and all the gifts that they got from that. And that's what this is all about. It's about what techniques did they do. And we're just talking about indigenous people around the globe. And we're starting with a couple of stars here. My guides made it really clear to just do like a quarter of the night sky at
mm-hmm.
a time, because we are not evolved enough to handle more. And then we're going to talk about how the energy shifted, how to open the portals, where the portals are, and how to start to really unleash this higher energy in our daily lives.
Awesome. Thank you. And, you know, and we are so deeply affected by the stars, aren't we?
Absolutely. They've had scientific studies showing that plants grow better with star sounds, because the stars make a sound in their orbit. It's below our hearing range, but you can even buy them off of some of the satellite companies. They'll record them and take them up octaves. So you can buy what frequency comes in each day below our hearing range. In other words, these frequencies coming in, it's called astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And do they influence us? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because
mm-hmm.
we absorb them. And there were many ancient ways of altering your astrology. Like if you had a bad astrology,
mm-hmm.
it would translate into the combination of orbit sounds that produce dissonance, trouble, challenge. And there's many musical ways to take a dissonant sound and kind of make it creamy and pleasant, easier. Think of jazz.
Right.
We all kind of can melt into jazz. It's
right.
Even elevator music now. And it contains a very dissonant interview. But the addition of all the other sounds, it's kind of like a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. And so the ancient methods, they were connecting, aware of, and expanding their lives, their daily lives, with working with the stars. And that's what we're going to do.
Awesome. And even right now, in this time and space, there is some special energies coming from certain stars, right?
Absolutely. Think of the fact, I'm going to do an analogy and then I'll come back to your question. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go. Think that you need a variety of foods for health.
Right.
You need blue foods, green foods, red foods, or you need each food is energy and it has a different cycle per second. So said in a different way, the bit about the foods is you need different frequencies in your food to be healthy. And there, science affords us ways now to look at all the frequencies in your body. You need all the frequencies when you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're connecting with the stars, we're looking at higher octaves of frequency, kind of taking in higher dimensional energy that comes in with a bountiful of gifts and higher energy that hasn't been compromised in duality, the positive and negative stuff that goes on in our lives. So the ancient people, they worshipped, or not even say worshipped, connected to the stars a little bit different than our zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
Our zodiac was designed at the end of Egypt by the Ptolemies, and it was created, if you will, as Egypt was losing her power, sinking into decline. And prior to that, if you look at the early Egyptians, or let's say the Zoroastrians, the early Sumerians, all over the globe, the American Indians, they're all not necessarily going to like Capricorn, but they'll go to a specific star. And they, indigenous people will claim, this is who we are. This is who has birthed us. This is our God. These people are helping us. These, they're connecting to these people for benefits in their daily lives. So you'll find that each star in the night sky and the ancient zodiac kind of follows the path that our zodiac does. You know, like there'll be a star from Leo, a star from Virgo, and so forth. And you'll find the stories over the energies from each individual star that they, all of the ancient people say we were birthed from, or came and helped us.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that in the stories and the legends of Gilgamesh from the Sumerian works and the labors of Hercules from Greece.
Mm-hmm.
They're all coded stories, analogies, about the energies we receive from very specific stars. And they talk about an energy coming in from the star, and anything that comes into our 3D world has duality because it made it in the 3D world.
Right.
So every great virtue, like bravery, you get brave by overcoming fear. So these tales of Gilgamesh and Hercules, they not only tell us the great blessings and gifts that come from each star, but they also tell us that working with this energy, what it overcomes in our daily life.
Mm.
And we're going to work with, as my guides have said, just to work with a quarter of the night sky because we're not ready yet for the whole thing at one time. And so
mm-hmm.
I will be coming back and working with the rest of the stars. But
mm-hmm.
for now, one of the big stars is Sirius or Sirius. People
right.
pronounce it differently.
Mm,
and
right.
with Sirius, it is known for ancestral healing. It's not just clearing you. It's clearing your children. It's clearing your parents and your ancestor. And in that way, kind of think of the earth as like a big ball of knotted wool. And
right.
when you do ancestral clearing, it's like you're taking one strand of wool out of that ball. Now, once you get a handful of strands out of that ball, it's
mm-hmm.
really easy to unravel the rest. So we light workers, when we start working on ancestral healing, we're doing a tremendous world service. The energy from Cyrus also embodies Christ consciousness. You'll find that Jesus was working with this energy.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the golden ray. Think of the Egyptian god Ra. Many, many masters have come in on the golden ray. And the final thing coming in with Cyrus is that it unites you with the heart of God. Mm-hmm. And again, look at avatars that have worked under the golden ray. Look at Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Classic example. In the Bible, what is there? 600-700 times, love your neighbor.
Right.
So it's simply in working with these sounds and the codes and the portals that we have, it's energy that starts to open up your hearts and starts to connect you. And one final gift from Cyrus is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm going to go back to the example of Jesus Christ, in that I know when I went to Sunday school and when I was a little girl, he was kind of this milquetoast son of God. And when I read history, I mean, he's a rebel. For example, women were bought and sold. Women had no rights. They were not considered like equal species with men. And yet he would talk about, can a woman divorce her husband? He had ways of being very, he was a rebel. He was inflammatory. He guarded liberation. He guarded freedom. And he was like the first one coming in there and breaking some of these old modes to free people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a whole lot of really cool stuff coming from one star.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot. and for me, I've always looked at Sirius and, you know, I don't know, there's more, obviously, but it's a powerful, powerful planet for us and a powerful, powerful energy, isn't it?
And it's the brightest star in our night sky. Mm-hmm. And most of these indigenous people say that everyone's been to Cyrus. None of us have not, because they talk about Cyrus being the birth canal, as if there was, if you wanted to come into this system of world or the galaxy we see in the night sky, there's like a portal, and it's through Cyrus.
Mm.
And I would also say that the majority of humans, their path in the future is Cyrus as well. I mean, why would you? I mean, it's pretty easy to choose Christ consciousness, you know, uniting with the heart of God, freedom. I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty nice. But, you know, we just think to enlightenment. But our souls are thinking to enlightenment is just one step. And then we have all these other steps, and they're going to be returning to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing about working with these energies. Yes, we're working on a current life. We're working on our personal issues. We're working on earth-wide issues. But we're also like taking an AP course, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And like you take an AP English and you go to college and you've already learned all this stuff and you're way ahead. So by beginning to start to work with, master, embody these different star energies is when you do ascend, you've got bridges to the stars. You've got a lot of your work done.
Right, right. And so, you know, like, you know, Sirius is...
One last thing.
Go ahead. Yeah.
One last thing. I'm sorry, I forgot. I just, if anybody saw the movie Avatar, the blue people.
Yeah.
I think that's modeled after Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody connected to them, they loved nature, they loved animals, and how they lived in concert with that. And here's the other thing. When you think of the stars, there's millions of stars out there. But let's say most of the people that we talk about, they talk about, Pleiades, and they talk Arcturus and Orion.
Right.
They're only picking like, you know, a dozen, 15, 20 stars. And why only those 20? And why those 20? And what you'll find, if you imagine two violins in front of you, you play an A string on one, the A string on the other sings, and you don't touch it. Magic. It's like there's a little invisible elevator, and
right,
that A sound goes into the same frequency. It's called resonance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have resonance because the earth makes a frequency in her rotation. The earth makes a frequency in her orbit. The earth makes a frequency of her composite materials, primarily carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. And we resonate with other planets that either have the same frequency orbit or an octave of it, and sometimes the inversion or the exact opposite. You kind of get like a seesaw, kind of a balancing thing with other tones.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means in another way is that what happens on Sirius happens here. What happens here affects Sirius. And the same with all the other stars. No wonder they're all interested in helping us on the higher realms. Because if Earth raises up her frequencies, they get a benefit too.
Mm.
If we go down the toilet, guess what happens in their worlds?
Mm-hmm.
So we're sonically linked with,
right.
You know, this handful of stars. And it's I think it's kind of beautiful because I think most of them are more evolved than us.
Right.
So
yeah.
Kind of the benefactor.
Yeah. And that's why so many of these planetary beings of light are assisting us, right? Because we, you know,
correct.
What happens here does affect them as well and vice versa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's one sonic world.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Awesome. And didn't the Syrians have a lot of, do a lot of work with the Egyptians at that time, like with the pyramids?
Absolutely.
And everything?
Absolutely. Think of Isis and Osiris. Think of the
mm-hmm.
Osiris. Osiris.
Yeah.
Yes, they traced their heritage back to the Sirius. So if you identify or attracted to the Egyptians, you probably have Sirius incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all of the American Indians,
mm-hmm.
the Dogon a tribe in Africa, they have a hand-down legend, and they talk about Sirius A and B because
mm-hmm.
there's two stars. We see Sirius in the night sky, but there's a white dwarf fairly close that's bigger, heavier, and that's where the more evolved Sirius people are in the higher dimension. So you have 100 years ago these doggone indigenous people
mm-hmm.
talking about Sirius B and the heavy star and the invisible star. And yet, what, 50 years ago, science confirms it. You'll find
right.
the Wallaby tribe in Australia saying the same things. And think about the Indians. Sirius, a dog star, coming in from Canis Major. So think of the Indians that, with all the pictures of the wolves,
mm-hmm.
and I could give you a list of 50 just going down, like the coyotes, the wolves, the Chinese, the Sumerians. These people are all tracking back to the dog star. And
mm-hmm.
and a dog star, of course, is a beautiful gift. The people here with Sirius roots, think of loyalty. Think of unconditional love. Think of protection. Think of a dog. Think of all
mm-hmm.
the beautiful gifts. And
right.
that in comes with that. And you'll find that perhaps, well, I wouldn't say perhaps, take that back. The star where most of us have experience and origin, if you had to pick one, it would be Sirius.
Mm.
Now, we all have others,
right.
and we might have jobs and working with them, but alongside of that, we have Sirius. And think of the United States and Canada's melting pots, lots of races. Well,
mm-hmm.
I would say on a bigger level that it's far more important than skin color and maybe a dominant trait here or there. It's more about mixing souls
mm.
and the souls of Sirius and the souls of Pleiades and the souls of Orion, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. And that's what we got down here. And I know I love to get my animals from the shelter. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, the mongrels are just, they're healthier. And I'm
right.
excited about being a mongrel, and I think we all should be. And another reason why I think the eyes in the universe are on us and Earth, because we're the mixing pot.
Mm-hmm.
We're all of them, yeah.
Yeah,
we've
yeah,
been
absolutely.
Intermingling for quite some time.
Absolutely, that's true. And then, you know, and that's why sometimes so many of us, we do tend to relate to a couple of different stars, not just one. And we, you know, for those of us who are working in the healing and energy field, you know, we started with the healing and then we started channeling and getting information and so on and so forth. And that's because of the effects of all of these gifts that we're getting from the planets, because we are them. Our DNA comes from there as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And we're starting to wake up to that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Good. So, Yeah, I just think it's so fascinating because, we're not so small. We're not so limited. It's like we think we're really insignificant, but we're really not. We're really quite powerful and we're really special. And, we don't come from here. We don't come from the earth, actually. We come from the planets, from the stars. When you start to look at that, then you start to open up your eyes and your mind and your consciousness to, hey, maybe there's more. Maybe there's, what else do I not know about myself, right?
It's, yeah.
And how exciting that can be.
And here's another example, again, speaking mm-hmm. back on Sirius, and I know there's more stars in this packet, but the Sirius people are, if you saw Avatar, mm-hmm. they're like in concert with other species, and they have this love relationship with plants and animals, and it's like they communicate. And what I found is that we all can speak with the plants and the animals, but right. we just don't know it, and that's because of Sirius. And mm-hmm. Here's an example people can try. If you're near, you got a couple plants, go around one, really tune into it. Notice how you feel. Like, let's say you're near a spiky plant. It's going to mm-hmm. feel a little bit more masculine. If it's sick, you will feel that. And then go to another one. Let's say you go to like a lily or something. You're going to feel quite different. And although our feelings change, we attribute it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's the plant. So I guess I'm cementing what you're saying is that here's a skill we have. We have the ability to communicate with other species, but we've forgotten that we do.
Yeah.
And all we need to do is just try it and trust ourselves and trust that the feeling we get, mm-hmm. that's the communication. And how beautiful is that? And that's a gift coming from Sirius.
That's beautiful. I love that. Yeah, thank you. And it is about just trying it. Sometimes you might feel silly, but just try it and see how you feel. See what you get. Keep it positive, mm-hmm. obviously, and all that wonderful stuff. So which brings me
to the plants love you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have very high love. They do. Yeah.
Yeah, plants, animals, trees, right?
Yeah. Yes.
For
yes.
sure.
Yes.
So we have a lot of questions actually coming in on the Q&A, which is awesome. So we're going to take them in just a few minutes. But I wanted to, because we're talking about the planets, we're talking about the stars, I wanted to talk about stargates for a moment. So
okay.
what do you mean by stargates, and how can we benefit from stargates?
Okay. In essence, stargate's a word I put together, but I'm talking about a portal.
Mm-hmm.
A portal to the stars. And there's two things I want to talk about here. One is an illustration of how it works, and two, where it works in our, it will occur way above our life stream and very high chakras.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've done a lot of out of body experiences, and I have often woken up like in Lemuria and other very highly evolved places where I don't believe we're all Homo sapiens. We're more evolved. We're more connected.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to do clairaudience, clairvoyance, telepathy. Don't necessarily need to speak because it's kind of a base version of communication when you have higher, more sophisticated frequency communication.
Right.
Like telepathy.
Yeah.
And in these things, I'm always making sound codes. It's kind of a personal thing for me. I'm in the sound temple. Making
mm-hmm.
sound codes, and it is the desire of the beings on this planet to experience individuality. And Elvis Presley, I did it my way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with a group of angels, you don't do it your way.
Right.
The whole group does it.
Yeah.
It's the group. Think of our tribes. People lived and died with their tribe, and they're not concerned about individual rights. They're a whole, and they live and function as a whole. So we come in, we're learning to become individual. And if you think about it, if you're a very high celestial being, kind of ethereal,
mm-hmm.
How would you hide something? How would you lock something? Because you can send energy right through an iron padlock. And the answer that I got when I was asking that question was that string theory is correct, and at the lowest levels, we have infinitesimal tiny strings. So at its basic level, the universe, the world, it's all frequencies, it's energy, it's music, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's numbers of cycles per second expressed as frequencies. So you could say the universal language at its roots is math.
Right.
And when you convert the numbers to cycle per second, it's now music. And so it's like when you're a high advanced being, you can tie into all these radio channels, and I'm just using that like an analogy. So you could tie into what I'm thinking or what you're thinking, or see people at different at once. You're connected. Whereas when you experience being a human, you're by yourself. At least you perceive you are. I don't think you're ever by yourself.
Right.
But we perceive we're on our own. We get to make choices. We get to be responsible. We get to do mercy and kindness. You couldn't do that if everything was perfect. And with these, we're children of God, and we're going to birth into gods. We're growing up, and it's time to take our power, and we're going to do it right now, and this is a big step up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we were going down, what I was doing in these sound temples was that these infinitesimal strings that we were all connected to as a large group, I would knot them off. And so like you put a big enough knot on a string, then the vibration gets stopped or blocked. And then I would write down the shape. And it sounds kind of crazy, but think to Reiki. How many Reiki people, and how well do we understand now that it works? Now you go to Reiki class, but the final thing is that you look at it in a Reiki attunement.
Yeah.
It's in a Reiki attunement. It looks like some scribbles. And what is a scribble? You see, every 2D shape has a frequency. The squiggle unlocks the chakras of your fingers so white light can come out. And it's the exact same thing. In these ancient temples, they would have shapes that unlock the portals. And the different indigenous tribes, this one's from Pleiades, this one's from Arcturus, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to document those shapes. And then, so they don't get lost, so that they can undo them at a later time once they've learned all the beautiful lessons about a 3D world. And as you go up higher, you know, you're not going to enjoy a latte at the coffee shop. You know, there's a lot of things down here that we have that you kind of aren't as intense. You kind of lose them as you become more celestial. And so when we're ready, whenever we're ready, here's some locks to get us those radio channels, to those high energies, to get empowered in our daily lives, to start healing more, healing others more. So that's a big part of it. And particularly I'm calling them sigils because in white magic with the druids, they had a beeper system, if you will, of calling angels, like a direct line. And it's a symbol. It's like a squiggly line.
Mm-hmm.
So it's think of it like the attunements with Reiki to open the chakras. You can open a connection to an angel and have greater access. And the more you work with angels, the more they work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in essence, we're opening up the telephone lines to these higher beings. And it's done with these shapes. But what I'm so honored about is that I was given a method in antiquity that they use to turn the shapes to sounds. And that just turns the volume up on the same frequency matrix. It just makes it more powerful and quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done with the stars is that I have, we can't do this because I'm on a telephone, but we can listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the package, you can also look at them.
Right.
And you can, it's another thing. And then you even trace the shapes with your fingers, creating another octave of the same connection. We're just making it very powerful so we get more and more. and create the same frequency with movement. So these sigils, we will at some point in time listen to the sound version. And this, where is the energy blocked? The energy blocked is on chakras way above our head. Mm-hmm. We have like, it's called different things, like Antikarana, Rainbow mm-hmm. Bridge, mm-hmm. Silver Cord. There's many names.
Right.
But we have like a connection to all the higher us that we're unconscious of. And that when we die, that just pulls back up and our soul retracts from our body. But if you take that up really high, according mm-hmm. to the ancients,
right.
There you'll find these chakras that have been knotted off. So we can experience ourselves as individuals. And the sigils open them up.
Mm.
So that energy can start come down. And then there's also three angels, but maybe we could go into detail about them later.
Sure.
I don't know if you want to listen to a, I think we queued up the sigil for Cyrus.
Yes, we did.
Sound.
Yeah. Do you want to play that now?
Yeah. And then maybe what I'll do is I'll channel a beam from Cyrus or something right afterwards.
Oh, awesome.
How's that?
That sounds
okay.
Fun. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. All right, let me see if I can do this. Hold on 1 second. So we're going to play the Sirius clip. So 1 sec. There we go.
Greetings, beloved. I am from Cyrus, and I have been with you in other consciousness. I have known. Most earth beings, as they come through Sirius before going to planet Earth. In that we are brother and sister, mother and father, and many other types of relationships, we are very connected. We have similar DNA instruction codes, patterns. We are very connected. We have learned too. We have tried to intercede on the behalf of mankind, only for mankind, having to learn the lesson on its own in an even more difficult scenario. Therefore, we have chosen not to appear in mass and physical form until enough of you have evolved, so that the Earth evolving is done under her own steam, her own mastery, and then it does not disappear when the higher beings disappear. We have always loved you. We have visited you discreetly, and we are excited to start to open up the connections, to begin to resume communications, to watch the Earth as she spirals upward. And you may not think that your individual efforts are significant in the whole scheme of things, but let me say to you that as your energy rises, it goes up exponentially, meaning that handfuls of people can make a very, very big difference. And I wish you all just to be quiet for a moment, as I am going to give a blessing and a connection to everyone listening now and in the future. And know that we love you always. And I'll be silent while I do this. I am that I am. Well, Alara, I'm kind of coming back.
Me too. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. And what a wonderful message. I so resonate with it. So thank you so, so much. That was powerful. I'm still yeah, exactly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm still kind of floating from the music as well, from the musical clip as well.
Mm-hmm. It's really powerful.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's like, because I have to function, you know, with doing stuff for the call, I had to keep a part of myself here and like, you know, aware, right, and present. I just felt like I was being transported away, you know?
Yeah, how beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, how beautiful.
Off into the stars, just off going somewhere else, you know, it was so nice. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And the pattern that I was given in a vision on how to convert to sound, these images, which were found in Egyptian temples, carved in Egyptian temples to last, was its frequency and its harmonics. And I think all us lightworkers were well tuned into frequency,
yeah,
but not necessarily harmonics. And harmonics are an after ripple of sound.
Mm-hmm.
Analogy I always use is, get on a bridge, drop a rock into the water, and that's the root note, and then all the ripples become the harmonics.
Or with
a pendulum cock, pull up the pendulum and let it go, and the first swing is the first pitch, and then you keep getting higher and higher ones, or slower and slower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the ancient ways of expressing harmonics was through vowel sounds.
Mm.
And because like E, A, same mm-hmm. pitch, but E sounds higher, E, A.
Yeah.
And that's because it has more energy and higher harmonics.
Mm.
So anyway, that was pretty much the key in that was the vowel sounds and the pitches, the harmonics and the frequencies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. Beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So, I don't even know where we're going next. We have lots of questions. Do you want to take some questions?
Sure. That sounds great. Let's do that.
That's because there have been, let me see. So I'm not sure what. So this is Joy from Canada, and I'm just going to come down to the basics of what she's talking about. She said, last time I heard you talking about Homestar and gifts to share. So she's curious about her star of origin and her gifts to share. And she says, right now I'm starting my life anew. Which is awesome.
Okay. Just give me Joy's last name. Is it there?
No, all I have is Joy from Canada.
Joy from Canada. Okay, let me tie into that. Okay, what I saw was Lyra.
Hmm.
And now, she also has connections with Osiris. But she also has connections with Lyris. As I said, many of us were mongrels. Our souls have intermingled. And so we can have benefits from many stars. And
mm-hmm.
in Lyra, they have, the Lyrans were big in Atlantis. And there was other stars there as well, because Atlantis covered a long period.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, in the high part, when they were higher evolved, the earlier part of Atlantis, there was a lot of people there from Lyra, and their angels were all white. Like, to me, when I think of Archangel Michael, I think of him with, like, white but pastel blue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you see Metatron or some of the higher beings, they've got pastel colors mixed in with the white light.
Right. Yeah.
I'm showing that the beings from Lyra are angels. They have wings, which means Joy would have wings in another dimension,
mm-hmm.
not in this dimension. And so she needs to imagine them and use them. And, in with Lyra. Let me see. Let me tie into Joy and Lyra and her gifts. Why did Lyra come up? I'm feeling like Joy that I'm feeling the connection, and you had some really important lives in Atlantis, and this is what's tying you to Lyra, because there was a heavy presence of beings from Lyra at that time. And the reason why this is important for you, the reason why this showed up, is because you had great achievements in Atlantis, and I'm feeling like it's connecting into the Akashic records.
Mm.
And they were, when higher beings were evolved, when we weren't experiencing 3D, then you could have had more direct access to the Akashic record. The Akashic record is, it's just a record of everything, for example, Joy, that you have ever said, done, experienced, felt. And it's energy. And think of energy being a song. Well, you know, I said earlier about how you could have dissonance in jazz, and yet when you combine it with other beautiful notes, it's kind of creamy and nice.
Mm.
And so I'm getting that let me see, where am I going on this? So you were able to go into the Akashic Records and perhaps perceive them as sound and music, because everything's energy. I mean, you can perceive them as numbers. You can perceive them as images.
Right.
You can perceive them as sounds. And that I feeling like that you can work with the Akashic Records and perceive the energy as sounds and make it sweeter. And you can do that for your own energies and your own ancestral healing. You could think of a problem your family had. And let's say it's one that feels really crappy. So go into the crappy, because you have to heal. You have to feel to heal. Don't own it. Just go in, observe it, feel it, and then go into beautiful light. And I'm feeling like you can use these beautiful angels from Lyra to help you go in and clear that. Like you can even call them in Lyra angels, and they will come in and help you clear. So this can be done on animals or plants, earth. It can be done on humans. It can be done on groups. You can ask to be shown the energy of a certain part of the country and just notice how you feel. And if bad stuff goes on there, you'll feel that.
Right.
And know that it's not yours. Feel it. And then call in these beautiful energies from Lyra, these angels, and lift it. And what I'm getting is with this gift and this correlation with Akashic Records means, meaning the energies that are causing karma on the earth that you have had in past lives, success with raising them, as well as, of course, yourself. You can't do this for the earth without it benefiting you in the exact same way. So I'll leave you with that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So Joy, let us know how that resonates with you. That what a beautiful channeled message for you. Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, love it. And then Lori from, I think, California is saying, when in nature, she says, I'm assuming it's she, when in nature I can see, feel, and at times hear some kind of magic and life between the trees and plants, like conversation and harmony. Is this the 528 frequency? And how come I can feel that?
528 frequency is love, but what you're hearing is love, and you're actually hearing conversations. Plants communicate. Plants are consciousness. Everything has consciousness, even a rock. Notice how we pick up one crystal and it feels different than the next. So what you're picking up is joyful and beautiful communication, and it's coming from roots, it's coming from the earth, it's coming from leaves. And if you go to, there's a place, Damajor, in Spain, I believe. If you look that up on the internet, you'll find they've developed a little machine that is maybe like a lie detector, and you can hook it up to plants. And what Lori is hearing clairaudiently is she can make that louder, and anybody can hear it. And it will literally give you the frequencies of the plants, and they really do love you. It's like I've played with it before, and it's like you can see a little plant, and it's going, and then you come over, and you, like, stroke it, and it goes, it's so funny. But we think they're not conscious, but they are.
Right.
And so all I got to say is blessings to you, and I suspect, Laura, that you have connections with Cyrus, because that's a gift from Cyrus. And it's not only the connection, but remember what I just talked about joy, and we talked about feeling the pain. Like, I remember one time I was walking down the street, and I almost fell on the floor, and I couldn't tell what was wrong. I could hardly stand up. I was in so much pain. And I looked across the street, and there was a tree company, and they were chopping down these huge trees and running them through this machine, and they were sawdust coming out the other end.
Oh, wow.
And I could barely stand up for the horror and the terror.
Yeah.
I was tied in, and I wasn't perhaps along enough my path. What I should have done, and what you can do, Lori, is feel a plant with a disease or in stress or afraid of being cut down and feel it and then love them. You know, reassure them, like if you can't stop the cutting down, assure them that they're eternal. Just be with them, love with them, connect them. They can heal you to a variety of degrees. Indigenous people, when they would grow their crops, they would talk with the plants. They would ask how to position them, what shape of the garden, who they were next to, what crystals in the ground. So the plant would say what they like for optimum growth. They often might put like a hair or something in the root so that the plant would have their DNA. So the plant could specialize their healing for them.
Oh, wow.
And we can get very beautiful healing from nature. And that kind of relationship that you have, Lori, it's beautiful. And I would encourage you to develop it and perhaps even investigate Cyrus.
Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. Here's another question about trees. So this is from Amy in, I think, British Columbia. And she says, I have some tree friends in the park, and one of them told me my name is Green Blue Sky. I was surprised that he insisted about the blue sky part, and I'm wondering, could the spirits in some trees be star beings too?
Absolutely. And not only that, but so are your animals. I believe, from my out-of-body things, I'm surmising here, that the souls of the plants and the souls of the animals, they've come from off planet. But I believe when we were higher evolved, that human races created their forms. So that's one reason why we really love our pets, is because in some ways they're our children.
Right.
We're just not conscious of it. And it's still a gift from a planet in that the soul is the gift. But the animal is influenced by its form, just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that when we were higher evolved, we helped to house them, provide bodies for them.
Mm-hmm.
Just my opinion.
Right. Hmm. Awesome. Thank you. And then Mary, I don't know where Mary's from, but she said, I'm curious where the goddess Athena came from. I'm feeling very connected to her, and also I felt her connection to nature and the plants. Was she from Sirius too, as well?
I believe that Sirius has been in Cyrus and also Venus. I'm very, and again, let me say that most of us are mongrels down here, but I feel both with her. I feel Venetian, and the Venetian would be like Sanat Kumara, some of the higher beings that have overseen, but the Earth and planetary directors of the Earth. But I'm feeling that her roots are Cyrus, and she's correct.
Hmm. Awesome. And then a question from Tara. She says, I am a crazy dolphin lover. Am I from Sirius as well? I'm very connected to goddess Isis, too, for some reason.
She's from there and also Delphinian. There's a star that the soul of the dolphins came from. And she's spent time in both.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you.
And the dolphins, by the way, are like carrying seventh dimensional energy. They're more highly evolved at this point in time than us.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome, thank you. And so I thought I would go to the phone lines as well. So there's, I think it's phone number ending in 1014. I'm going to unmute you. 1 second. Hello.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi, Shafari.
Hi.
Sorry, Alana. Hi. Thank
Maria?
You so much. Yes.
Awesome. Hi, Maria.
Yes, thank you. Hi. I'm calling from Finland.
Hello.
Not so far.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Jill. Please, could you tell me which is my star system? I, in this lifetime, have been doing a lot of ancestral clearings, and I have a lot of private personal issues with my Sirius family. To be very precise, the royal family, the Anunnaki family, and I'd like some peace over there.
Okay, alrighty. First of all, let me tell you this. Everything's conscious. So I'll use myself. Let's say I worry a lot, and that's a negative energy. So that's a negative energy, and through resonance, the same frequency, it's going to transfer to the lining in my tummy. And that's why if I keep worrying, that negative energy builds up and I get an ulcer. So there's the emotional mind-body connect. But let's say I keep worrying. Okay, so now I have an ulcer. I have this big pile of physical, emotional, and mental, ucky worry in my body. Everything's consciousness. So what kind of energy am I going to attract with that little ball of crap I'm carrying in my tummy? Well, we're going to attract negative entities. And it's my belief that, I like to think I'm involved and full of life, and I haven't had interaction with such negativities. I'd love to think that, but I really believe that's not true, not at all, because I certainly had my share of negative situations and health issues as well as everyone else. And so when I go dip down, if you will, for a period of time, I feel like I attract beings that are of a lower vibe, and just a very thin, or maybe in another dimension, it's like they kind of get root, and they root onto your own negativity. That there's the resonance, there's the attraction. So given that, I'm saying I think everybody, all of us, would be surprised that at times we've really carried some negative entities. And so I don't want you to feel badly about that. I want you to say, I think that's pretty normal. And the thing about working with the star energies, and if you're attracted to Isis is definitely from Cyrus. And if you're working with the star energies, that really high vibration of energy, that high joy, the energy coming from the stars, it doesn't even understand your pain. It's almost like too high. It's like equating to this to chakras, like 3 feet above your head might be the chakra where your Holy Spirit resides. It has different names in different religions. But there's an energy that understands your pain. It's kind of like an intermediary. It understands sweet sorrow. It can help guide. But if you start going up higher into your life stream, you get attached to beings that are, they're just not in the third dimension. And it's like joy, and it's so solid that it's almost like impregnable. It's like these lower beings can't attach to it. So one of the things we can all do, work with the stars is a great way to do it, or another modality in which we constantly fill up with high energy, high vibes, white lights, and there's many ways to do that. And I would recommend that because I suspect that you probably have had an entity. And I don't want you to feel like you're being singled out, which is why I went into that kind of long dissertation to say I think most of us do, especially at times. And if you'd like, I would like to do a clearing on you right now. And
yes, thank you.
Okay, and remember you're from at least one planet, from Cyrus, and the gifts there are being your own person. And I would suspect you're going to be challenged in this life because other people try to tell you, do this, do that, we expect this, we that. And people from Cyrus, their gift is, this is who I am. This is my beauty. And they're more apt to tell it like it is. They're more apt to be honest, not with pleaser kind of qualities. Another gift is the heart energy. And the golden ray, and think of Jesus. Jesus comes in on the golden ray, and the angel Zachariel in this package, because I think we're going to listen to an angel. I don't know which one it is, but there is an angel sigil in this package that's of the golden ray. And let me see, discuss. Ancestral clearing would be good. And uh, Let me see. I'm sorry. I'm getting the signal on my computer, so it kind of broke the connection here. Let me connect back in. Working with ancestral clearing, much like we talked with some of the other people that have asked questions,
yes.
And transmuting negative energies. And I'm showing you even walking past a grave. And sometimes if you just feel a little bit of negativity coming from the soil, and it doesn't have to be a grave, it could be a bad part of town, and just feeling that negativity, and don't own it, it's not yours, but feel it, take it in, and then bring in an angel of light, or work with Isis. And ask her to help.
I talk to her constantly. I call her Inanna. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but instinctively I'm always talking to Inanna.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, listen, dear, I'm going to be quiet for a moment, and I'm going to do a clearing for you and everybody else listening, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to imagine that there's like a round board, and it looks like maybe like smoky glass, but it's energy. It's not glass. And it's very, very high energy, and it's going to scrub us clean. So it's maybe 3 feet in diameter, and it's close to the top of our head. So I just want you to relax, and I want you to feel a slight pressure on the top of your head. And it starts to go down. Third eye about now. Feel the pressure. It's cleansing, tuning, purifying. And this is energy that attachments don't like. Coming down to the level of the eyes. That's it. Feel the pressure in your eyes, around your ears. Maybe sensation of heat. And it's slowing going down to the mouth, teeth. Down to the neck, down to the shoulders, okay, now feel it going down heavy, it's going down through the shoulders to the mid-arms, and see it at the top of your lungs, just, there's guck in there, and just cleaning it, purifying it. Coming down to the top of your heart. Middle of your heart. Bottom of your heart. Adrenals. Kidneys. Starting at the top, going down to top of kidney, bottom of kidney. Pancreas and spleen, top to the middle, to the bottom. Anything we've missed, just coming straight down. We're getting to your tummy. And it's going to start to go through it. And just imagine it becoming like a baby, like a happy baby, your tummy. Happy little baby. Now we're going to go to your liver. And we'll start at the top. And it's going to come down. It's going to squeeze out all the negative energies and entities. Lower and lower. There we go. It's taking out anger. This is a great spot for entities to hide, low vibes, low vibration beings. And so now we're clear down to about our belly button and then start to go lower into our intestines, top, large, into the small. The pressure goes down, the heat goes down to the sex organs. Ah, beautiful. Into the bladder. Lovely little young bladder coming. Feels very rejuvenated and it's restored. And we're going into the colon. Oh, what a beautiful work this has done for all of us. Down the hips. Lubricating them. Coming down into the thighs. Knees. Joints. Lubricating. Building up that cartilage. Down the legs. Down to the ankles, opening up the chakras in your feet and touching you and connecting you into the earth. And you just see little entities leaving. Very thin entities, big entities, leaving your fields. And of course, working with the stars is a great way to keep them from coming back. And I would ask that you and others doing this to say a prayer of protection, like about every 2 hours for the next 24 hours, because the entities will come back. So keep saying, you know, protection and so forth. Okay. Hey, and we need to get in the angels triumvirate. Maybe we need to try one angel. I don't know where we are on time, my dear.
I agree. So thank you so much, Maria, for that, because this way we all got a clearing as well. How are you doing? Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Shefali. Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Blessings, I'm so sorry. Blessings, Maria.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Thank you. goodness. All right. So, that was awesome. All right. Here we go. So we were going to do the angels as well, right? We're going to talk with the angels and do one of the angel clips, right?
Right. So angels are more powerful in threes. So think of like if an angel had 100%, a bucket full of 100 drops of goodness or positive energy, and there's three of them. So now there's three buckets of, you would think it would be 300 drops of positive energy, but they increase in power exponentially when they're gathered. So think of more like 10,000 drops, you know, and it gets very stronger.
Right.
So these angels, and we have the sigils to connect to them. There's two of the violet flame and one of the golden flame, and they're coming to help people work with the stars because you have to clear a lot of negativity to hold a lot of white light. And that's in essence what they're doing, is that they're the three of them are coming through working together as a team, and that sigils, so you can start to connect and download their energy. Each time you do the sigil, you get more and more open. And two of I said of the violet flame and one of the golden. Zachariel is of the golden flame, working with Uriel and Michael. And he's very powerful, very strong, bringing in golden light and protection, among many other things. And then the two are the violet flame, Zachariel and Jeremiah. And Zachariel's coming in with the energy, kind of like Kuan Yin, just forgiveness and love and mercy. And she's got a dual thing that she helps with memory. And that's really nice because she's helping us get rid of bad memories. And she's coming in on the violet flame with a lot of mother love, feminine energy. And then the third angel is Jeremiah. In some disciplines, he's been known as Azrael, and he's very deep and very soft. Works through dreams, psychic embodiments. He's of the violet flame. He clears negativity. He helps people pass. And one of the gifts he has is that, let's say we've had chemo or were murdered or just had a rough life, that negative energy in our body mingles with our soul and our energies. So anything that's too low of a vibe, we don't take with us. And Jeremiah comes in and helps to lift that.
Oh, awesome.
Beautiful, beautiful gift. Beautiful gift. So I don't know which sigil sounds
we have,
but
we have the audio clip of Jeremiah attunement.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's do that, and then I'll do a little brief channeling.
Okay, awesome. Cool. Let's do it.
Okay. I am Jeremiah. And I have walked with all of you, even if for a brief period of time. So you all know me. Somewhere deep in your consciousness. And I am of the violet flame, purifying, cleansing, helping you to regain more of your light, your love, literally to regain more of you. And I wish to do just a gentle healing now. I'm going to be pushing on the back of your skull, at the base of your skull, the well of doubt. And I'm going to do a clearing now. Just start to feel the heat at the small point in the back of your skull. I'm just going to push on it. I will continue to work. I'm going to push on the back of your heart. Feel a little heat and a pressure on the back side of your heart. And I'm just moving out. Moving out the tears. Sorrow. Heartbreak. And in just a moment, I'm going to set with those energies. Join with me as we bring in love and light. Remember the most beautiful moment of your life. The most happiest thing you can. And let me add my energy to that. Let me bring in radiant light. Let me lift this energy. Feel joy, feel light, cleansing, purifying, lifting, raising, clear, luminous, ominous, oh, beautiful, beautiful colors, and now white. And I thank you for this service, and I offer to work with anyone who chooses to work with me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So how's everybody doing after that one? I found that one was really, deep is just what I'm going to say. I'm going to go with trying to find the proper word, and it's hard. It's like, I'm deep, you know, it's like I just want to kind of like fall asleep into it, you know, it's like I just want to be in it even more, you know, and just let myself go and allow to receive, right?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah, that was powerful. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jeremiah.
Yeah, still feeling it. Yeah, for sure. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we haven't had a chance to talk about the special offer yet, so I thought we should do that as well. So for those
okay,
of you,
let's do that.
Yeah, so for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Jill6. That's Jill 6. And all right, so this package has 27 videos, I think, 6 MP3, the PDF, and it includes, you know, the bonus Stardust CD. So we heard a small clip from that. There's the preparing for the starlight, the angel clearings, and we just heard one of the angel clips just now. Receiving light and expanding your capacity to hold light, and the star gateways. So do you want to briefly talk about the package, Jill?
Yeah. In essence, I believe it's 5 or 6 hours of videos and MP3s, and it's giving information on the planets, the stars, on 3 stars, Regulus, one of the royal stars, and Telemi Kufi, and these stars enable to support world service and also to use for very personal, for your own personal life. And there are videos on them through the methods and techniques used in all of these indigenous tribes, these early cultures that their religion was the stars. And so we go through, and per planet or per star, I should say, excuse me, we go through these different gifts that you can use to skyrocket your ascension, your light, your connection. There's like exercises on Merkabas. Actually using the energy from the stars for various different purposes, how to use it, when to use it. Anyway, so that's pretty exciting. And then we also go into the angels, videos on them, and the sigils and the connections. So the sigils for 3 stars are sigils for 3 angels, and in sound and in video. And then it shows you how to add your motion to it. And I know we've spent most of our time doing fun things, so I could go into more detail, but it should be on the page. I mean, there's just a ton of different ways to, very powerful early ways when we were higher evolved to connect with the stars, and here it is.
Awesome, thank you. So we can. Now, with these videos and the MP3s, the audios, we can reconnect with the stars. We can reconnect with the triumvirate angels and use the sigils to raise our vibration, but not just to raise the vibration, but to do some clearings and so on as well.
Yes, absolutely. And another thing, for those people who haven't opened their clairvoyance and clairaudience, many of these beings have been with us on Earth. They've taken different bodies, so they can present to you in different forms. So what I would suggest, if you desire to, you're getting the connection, you will get their energy, you will get the downloads. But some people want an image. I would suggest that you use your imagination. It is not child's play. And just kind of be in a space, a receptive space, like listen to, like an attunement, let your imagination go, and they will give you an image if you wish that. And some people just need that extra little help, but the image isn't really even necessary because you're getting the angels, you're getting the star connections, and like you talk aloud, they hear you when you connect.
Yeah, they do hear you, absolutely. And that's the thing, it's like, it's so important for us now, especially when we are, you know, starting to use our gifts or starting to become aware of our gifts, to talk to the beings of light and to connect to them more and more, connect to the stars, so that we can connect to those energies and receive even more, you know, because the more that we connect, the more that we're open to it, the more downloads we will get, and strengthen the gifts that we already have and bring in new gifts, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you. And so this package is available. It's $97 for the 5-6 hours of videos and MP3s. This is available at lr.at/show/Jill6. So please do take a look at it. There are 2 places where you can actually listen to the audios, small clips of 2 of the audios. So take a listen to them, see how that resonates with you. And see what else is possible, right? What else is possible for you now with this package, with the sound healing? Because it is about the sounds, it is about healing, and it is about using the energies from the stars to really create and be on our personal path, right?
Yes.
I think it says somewhere here, it's a stairway to heaven, your personal path to the stars. And, you know, we are all made of the stars, you know, we all have come from the stars. And so it's about reconnecting to that origin, you know, that we are from, and using those gifts again in this lifetime to create the life that we desire, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. And yeah. Also we're on a path in the future. You know, we tend to focus on our past lives, but mm-hmm. probably us on the higher levels focusing on our future lives. And the thing about the stars is that the stars benefits that as well.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. So yeah.
Forward. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's also like, you know, we're helping them, they're helping us. So we are connected
right.
to the stars, you know, so it's a, you know, we're helping them by us raising our vibration, you know, and they're helping mm-hmm. us to raise our vibration and become more clear with who we are, where we're going, what our gifts are, and so on. So just be open to that, you know. You're not just from here. Your DNA is from the stars.
Beautiful.
And what does that look like? What does that mean?
Sorry,
right?
Night, everybody. Yes.
Right? And so, yeah. That was beautiful. I'm just reading one of the messages from somebody saying it's such beautiful, beautiful energy, music and messages, you know, so it was so uplifting. And just hearing your wisdom too, Jill, it's so important for us to connect to the stars, look back at the history a little bit, but also keep looking forward too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was beautiful. Thank you. Was there anything else that you wanted to share, Jill? What were you just saying a second ago?
Oh, I guess wish upon a star and know that you can connect when you look at the night sky, you know. Maybe divide it in the quarters and see which quarter looks better when you stare at it, how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice you feel differently, you know, when you look at different stars. And let's say you decide, okay, the right top quarter trips my trigger, and then divide it in quarters. Do it again and try, maybe center down on a star
mm-hmm.
and then there's apps that'll show you what that star is. You can use your feelings to connect to stars as well.
Absolutely.
It's an ancient technique. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And just see which one resonates with you, you know, and then just
yeah.
trust that resonance, mm-hmm. you know, trust that resonance and have a conversation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Jill. And thank you to everyone
okay.
for your questions. I know we didn't get to everybody, but thank you so much for your questions and comments. This is absolutely brilliant. I loved it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take a look at the package again at alara.at/show/Jill6. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Thank you, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Bye for now. Thank you, Jill. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.